Wahoo, in recent days there have been police shootings in the town of Kisumu, which has erupted in riots related to the Constitution. And I'm wondering if you could remark upon the significance of this event and what it tells us about the Kibaki regime and the struggle to implement a new constitution.
What I would say to that is how glaring and how ironical it is for current government to imagine that they can cheat history. It is not possible. The riots in Kisumu, and in particular in commemoration of Saba Saba, needed not to have any casualties like we are experiencing in Kisumu. To the contrary, we also had a rally in Nairobi, but there was no riot. So it is very clear in my mind, and as a history student and a concerned Kenyan, the riots in Kisumu just tell and manifest the obvious decadent strategy that the ruling elite has been using to maintain themselves in their political positions by dividing us into tribal groups. Currently, what the current government is trying to do is to demonize the Luo people, to want to say the Luo people defending one, Raila Odinga, the controversial political actor within Kibaki government, and wanting to push all the problems, all the dishonesty, and the misgiving that the NARC government has already demonstrated to the Kenyan people. They want to sacrifice the Luo people. And as a Kenyan, I would want to state here and clear that history cannot be cheated. There needed not to be any riots in Kisumu. The Kisumu people were commemorating Saba Saba, just like the Nairobi people were commemorating Saba Saba. But because the NARC government is determined to derail the demand of the new constitution, which puts us to a new dispensation through devolution and through separation of powers, where we have the head of state and the head of government, which guarantees our Bill of Rights, which gives each and every citizen local standing and value and identity. And because Raila Odinga has collaborated and have been sitting together with that spirit of the new constitution, which the ruling elite is rejecting through contentious debates and consensus building, they now want to fool us, and we refuse to be fooled, that the problem is with the rules. The problem is not with the rules. The rules are renowned throughout our history to have kept the banner of resistance since the onset of the Kenyans wanting to reclaim their identity. They have worked together with other nationalities. They have been at the forefront, and they are still at the forefront. That open day, that doomsday, as I can call it, was to try and revert history for wishful thinking that the Luos don't matter in this country. But I'm saying they matter because they have been at the forefront for resistance. They have been at the forefront for all the struggles. Call it colonial struggle, call it multi-party struggle, call it first liberation or second liberation. And even this time around, they are the forefront at the third liberation. And all what the government was trying to demonstrate to the rest of the nation, it is that the problem is at Kisumu. But I'm saying the problem is not at Kisumu. The problem is at State House. The problem is within the presidency and those that are surrounding him.
On July 3rd of this year, the Kibaki government forcibly disrupted a peaceful demonstration and a rally that was happening in Uhuru Park. And there are further rallies that are being planned to press the government to implement the draft constitution. What will you and other supporters of the constitution do if those rallies are also forcibly dispersed by the government using police and military resources?
What is very clear with the new constitution, it is that it's a sovereign entity. It is manifesting and reflecting the power of the people. And the power of the people creates other powers. The power of the people is supreme to parliament, even to the presidency. So, as people concerned with the new constitution and the new dispensation, we are talking about moving history to where it wants to move. And it is moving to the new dispensation, which Kenyans have been fighting for. And no force, no might is going to stop that. So the rallies that Katiba Watch has called is not to consult or to negotiate or to plead with the government. It is to continue stating that as Kenyans, and I repeat, we already have our own constitution, which was fought for through great sacrifice. To be very specific with the recent history, Saba Saba, Nane Nane, Tisa Tisa, Kumi Kumi, to IPPG, to putting in place the Parliamentary Select Committee, to creating the CKRC, and to going out to collect views from Kenyans and collecting them to making a draft to be discussed at Bomas or through the National Constitutional Conference, which the presidents, as delegate number one, opened that conference. And serious business to go through that draft was undertaken by Kenyans. You can say selected, elected, nominated, identified, whatever you want to say. But Kenyans sat for once at Bomas through the National Constitutional Conference to dialogue and to discuss and to interrogate our history, to come up with a new redefinition of who we are. And the preamble of the new constitution puts it very clearly who we are as Kenyans. And the 21 articles comes very clearly on what we want. So the rallies that we are going across the country is to ascertain that we have a constitution which we gave to ourselves as Kenyans on 15th March 2004 under very difficult circumstances, but we managed to do so, and the draft was passed according to the Review Act with 66%, and nobody objected to that because the objection needed to take one-third majority, which was not there. Instead, the government, led by none other than the Minister of Justice and Constitutional Affairs, walked out of the Kenyan people as we were doing this very serious business for this nation. So the rallies are to substantiate that experience. The rallies is to take back what the Kenyans asked us to do at the National Constitution Conference. The rallies is to hand over the spirit of the new constitution to as many Kenyans as possible in terms of giving right information to overcome the disinformation and the propaganda that is there. Like already that propaganda and disinformation is already there by isolating the Kisumu people and killing them and saying that they are anti the government. Yet even the papers themselves saying so, what they have come out clearly stating is that the Kisumu people went for Saba Saba to demand for a new constitution. So this is how serious it is at the moment in our country. And this is a historical social transformation that nobody can stop, because there is a critical mass for agency of this change by the power of the people themselves, for they have overcome fear, they have overcome intimidation, they can deal and engage with repression, and the struggle goes on, and we are in a new Kenya as I talk to you.